Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstclinic.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
17 offensive rebounds for the Dallas Mavericks. Irving dancing, prancing, pulls up, three-pointer, bang! And a foul!
KNC Masterpiece back here on 105.3 The Fan. Now, there's a lot going on with the Mavs. Do you love the bang?
I want to talk specifically about that play, if we can, real quick. Did you see Daniel Gafford in the background on that play? Watch the video.
Me neither.
It's the angle from, it would be the other side of the court down the side. And you first see him recognize, he shook him once. And then he starts not again. Don't do it to him again. You can see, they did the still shots too. Somebody did 4 still shots of all the faces of Daniel Gafford during that play when he just shook PJ Tucker to his grave.
He had genuine concern for Pops Jr.
And just watching Daniel Gafford's face is the best part. And then, obviously the basket goes in and everything, but.
So Daniel Gafford was over there like, that's elder abuse. What are you doing?
It kind of was one of those really great moments. Don't do it to him again. I could see it in his mind. It was great.
Man,
I don't know why that's Daniel Gafford's voice in my brain, but that was
had him on the show. You have a decent idea of what he sounds like.
Yeah, my bad.
So the Mavericks win Game 6. They advance. They start tomorrow against Oklahoma City. By the way, at pretty much the exact same time as the Stars. We'll probably dive.
What the F is this all about?
Yeah, I don't like this. I think we need to go back to the every other night circumstance.
Yeah.
We'll dive into that probably tomorrow because for the first 5 games, they play on the same night, but then if the series extends out to 6 and 7, it's game for 4 straight days. So if you
I don't know if my emotions can handle it.
I mean, especially if you get 2 7-game series. And so you would think, like, hey, we're going to talk about Kyrie. Hey, we're going to talk about the Mavs closing it out. Let's start talking about OKC. But then over the weekend, and obviously we saw this come to fruition today, over the weekend, Mark Stein, who, you know, feels like he's just about as plugged into the Mavs human being can be. He reported on his Substack that Kidd had been linked to the head coaching job of the Lakers, partially because obviously they have history together, and that Kidd would likely receive a contract extension from the Mavericks in the, quote, near future. That near future is today, as it was announced that the Dallas Mavericks have signed Jason Kidd to a multi-year extension. And now this is one of the things where maybe it was going to happen anyway. They just advanced in the playoffs and it was like, hey, we feel like we got good momentum, especially now we gave you the pieces that you needed. But it's interesting how things that seem like they have nothing to do with you absolutely make an impact, because I realize it was a disaster of a season. But if the Lakers hadn't fired Darvin Ham, would we just be in the thing where the Mavericks would still continue to be talking with Jason Kidd? I don't think he would have announced a contract extension this morning. That's just me. I could be totally off base about that. I think he was going to stay either way. But now you get a multi-year contract extension. I know we need to talk about the Clippers game as well. But how do you guys feel? How do Mavs fans feel about Jason Kidd? Because Jason Kidd has become a polarizing figure around here in terms of, some people are like, no, you watch some of the amazing in-game adjustments he makes and you see why he's valuable, or the way he communicates with Kyrie and Luka or whatever else. And then there's other people who think that the Mavericks win in spite of him.
So I don't know. I don't know that. but we kind of also were told that coaches now are have to be different than ever before, in that they it's more management of personalities and all that stuff. And I think there's a something to be said about the Phil Jacksons, who could draw up a good play, but also understood how to manage big-time personalities. Pop, for a long time, had really good low-key personalities that he managed, but he could call a good game. So everybody's different in that respect, but when it comes to the way that Jason Kidd's done it, they were abysmal in the first half of the season.
Agreed.
They couldn't stop anybody, and I guess that's just the nature of the game now, and that the regular season is what it is. We get tough during playoff time, or I guess after the All-Star break. But that part of they were that bad, but maybe they had to be that bad in order to pull off the kind of trades that they pulled off, because they needed talent too. We were asking Jason Kidd to, look, you got two superstars. And I know your role players are not really like exceptional role players, but you have two superstars. You should be doing better. And then they get better players, and guess what happens? They're a better basketball team. They get guys who buy in defensively, and they look like one of the, I mean, a top team defensively that can put the clamps on you at any point. So Jason Kidd, he got the talent he needed, and now he's in a situation that puts him in a really good place for a long time, especially with Gafford, P.J. Washington, and Luka, their contracts putting them here together for a bit. And Kyrie, too. Yeah, and Lively.
While all being relatively young, I mean, outside of Kyrie.
Yeah.
But I think the tough thing about Jason Kidd is also there is – he has kind of a laissez-faire approach to the regular season.
Fair.
And his bedside manner does not help that either, because the way that he talks to us generally, whether it's the fans or the media – is a place where he's like, I'm not concerned about what y'all think, which, I mean, in a way he shouldn't be, but also absolutely you should, right? You're like, you are the connector for us to this team. But the way that he handles this and approaches the regular season is, I'm going to let these guys figure things out, and then when we come to the playoffs, we'll get to this place. And that can be frustrating. However, there's been two out of three seasons where that approach has allowed his teams to be stronger once they get to the postseason and be able to manage these things. And so it's a results-oriented business, and right now the results look very good when it comes to his approach. It could just be a little, it could be a little frustrating to go through, and so I'm interested, just like I think you are, in how Mavs Nation feels about this, because there's a lot of times where Jason Kidd will say something or do something, or maybe more accurately, not do something, and it can really upset the fan base. But ultimately, you get to this time of year, and one of the things I talked about all through the Clipper series, the process felt like it was good. Now, ultimately, it seems like you had the better team, but the process felt like it was good, which is a coaching benefit. And your players felt like they gave you everything that they could have, which is usually something that you attribute to the coach. So all things considered, I think this is a good place to be.
And here's the combination of the reactions that you were kind of talking about. And one of these quotes is going to stick around for probably the next, I don't know, 10 years, maybe forever. From the 214, Jason Kidd's doing just fine. From another 214, I love Jason Kidd. He'll bring us another championship. From a 210, I was out on J. Kidd at first, but getting this team to play defense similar to the 2011 team, I'm all on board now. And then from another 214, man, look at 214 showing out this morning. Nobody's dying. And, like, that's the quote that I think is going to be associated anytime something goes bad, but it could have been worse, I guess.
What's the thing that we... And every player we've talked to that has played for Bochy, what's the thing that they say about him?
He's always calm.
Steady.
Yeah.
Just like all those words are, he doesn't overreact to stupid things. And he doesn't overreact to a lot of things in general. The only time we saw him like blow up last year, Kevin, was Will Smith and Jonah Heim didn't throw a pitch that they wanted to be thrown, and he got rocked. And he was ticked off because they weren't supposed to do that. And then he got texts and people were like, are you okay? And he was like, yeah, I guess so.
But what did he even referenced? I love that he brought that up. He goes, I didn't know it was a problem until people started texting me.
But then you know, you talk to him about it. I really wanted to hear. I loved his answer at spring training this year because I've been just so curious about this. And I was like, why are you the way you are? And he said, well, you know, I had a coach that would rip my butt a lot. And I didn't like it, and I didn't perform my best whenever I had that coach. I performed better with this other perspective, so I tried to be more like that, and it's worked out for me. And so, like, all his knowledge and everything. So maybe that is. Whenever we freak out that Jason Kidd's not out there losing his mind about something, he understands. I mean, having played as long as he did, getting his championship, being as successful as of a player as he was, maybe he sees something that us just regular people don't see.
Look, there's a lot of things at play, and I already see some people texting and saying they don't like the timing because what happens if you either lose in this series or maybe even get swept
again,
in this series?
You got a young team that's together and a coach that they're playing with.
And I think that's a question that's worth asking because I think we've established kind of the baseline benefit of Jason Kidd. I think one of the concerns for a lot of folks is, can he coach with the best of them? Because I think that's the place where your team is now going. You're no longer in the place where you're contending to make the playoffs. You want to be a contender that's trying to win championships now, especially with the stars and the timeline that Luka Doncic is on. I think that ends up being the question, and that could be frustrating if you get to a place where you're now amongst the contenders and not showing up in a big way.
Can I throw something out for you
then? Please do.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
If he can coach with the best of them, to be determined, right? Sure. Like, obviously, I'll have a better answer for you in a week and a half or 2 weeks. Maybe I'll have a great answer for you in about 5 or 6 weeks. But Is he the guy who's going to get the best of the best out of Kyrie? Because I did see somebody text in and they said, admit that when he got here, y'all were skeptical about Kyrie working long term. And I absolutely was skeptical about Kyrie working long term just because you'd seen some of the flameouts he'd had at different places. Obviously, Boston immediately jumps to mind, but long term, he's had an issue in a couple of different places. But I wonder right now, and you might still argue, we haven't seen long-term with Kyrie. I don't know what different people's definitions of that is. But right now, to Corey's point, it feels like the team is gelling at a time when you have time to continue to stay with this group. But I wonder, we'll see if he can coach among the best of the best. But has he already proven that he is the absolute best person or one of the absolute best people to get the most out of your second most valuable asset?
I think absolutely. Absolutely, 100%.
That's a big deal then.
Interesting.
Agree.
You do think he has.
Yeah, for sure. Like
I do too.
And if, it's not all Jason Kidd because some of it is Nico Harrison. Some of it is just like the Dallas environment.
For sure.
But Jason Kidd in particular, like there is, you know, very personal ties there, right? Obviously, Jason Kidd was and probably still remains Kyrie's hero yes. when it comes to playing basketball. There's a level of respect that is had there from him and also Luka Doncic. I don't want to lose that, but obviously we're focusing on the Kyrie aspect of it. Kyrie has stepped up into a role as leader guy that it seemed like he had been, you know, kind of grasping at for a while, but he's really settled into that matters. There's a lot of ways in which Jason Kidd has also given him the right freedom, knowing that role, having played it, to be able to work with him on a very one-to-one level. It feels like that this is a hand-in-glove fit when it comes to your superstars. And coming back to what we talked about, building your teams and understanding how to accommodate your superstars almost might be the biggest part of being an NBA team in the modern era.
I also wonder, too, and I don't know how much I've talked about this on air, but I know I've talked about it off air a lot. How much, when Jason Kidd had discussions with Kyrie about the team and what his vision for it and everything was, hey, and this goes to the line, Kevin, that I tweeted about on Twitter on Sunday and on Saturday. We talked about it. Jason Kidd said Kyrie's teaching these guys how to be pros. And I think that's Luka, too. His and Kyrie's relationship together, I think, you know, you recognize, look, I'm the coach, and yes, I'm the coach. That doesn't mean Luka respects me or any of that stuff. I'm still having to earn his trust. You're a teammate. You prove you belong out there with him. You're going to earn his trust. But along the way, I do kind of need you to help grow him to be a superstar professional. Not just a guy who's going to show up and do this and that. Now they're showing up at practices they don't belong at together. They're doing all these extra things, doing the extra work. And that's where I do wonder if Jason Kidd was like, recognize, look, I'm the coach and I'm not going to be able to connect the same way. But Kyrie, I need you to help nurture this along, because there's a lot in this player. There's a lot of potential, even further than what he is right now. And we can really maximize with it.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.